Have you ever heard about smudging or sage? In this video, I'll give you all the information you need to know about smudging and how to clear your energy and your space. Best tips and tricks for self-care and total wellness, be sure to subscribe to my channel and hit the notification bell to be notified when I post a video every Sunday. So there's this thing going on YouTube where my friends and family are saying that they're not seeing when I post a video. So make sure you hit the notification bell to be notified when I post a video. Smudging is a sacred practice that's been used for hundreds of years. Saging or smudging is a tradition used across different cultures and around the world. Different Indian tribes have used smudging for years to clear their space. I use smudging to get rid of all negative energy out of my space, and while I'm doing it, I replace it with high vibrational thoughts and love. If you want to know how to clear your energy and your space, keep watching. One thing about sage, though, it clears out all energy, positive and negative energy. So when you're doing this, you want to make sure you're aligned with good positive thoughts, feelings, and emotions so you can replace all the energy that's being released out with good positive vibes. In this video, I'll show you exactly how to sage your space, sage yourself, and bring in good positive vibes. If this is something you're interested in, keep watching. There's all different types of sage, and some have different properties that the others don't. But for me, the most common one I see and find is white sage. White sage has antimicrobial properties. It rids all negative energy, positive energy. It just clears your space. First thing first, you want to make sure you clean your area. Your area should be clean, clear of any clutter, so that when you do remove this negative energy, you actually are releasing it. It's not stuck in your dirty laundry, in your clutter, and unorganized area. Next step, you want to open up a window and get your sage ready. When you're burning sage, the pieces do fall on the floor and it can be kind of hot. So you want to make sure you have like a shell or a glass bowl that you can put the sage on while you're walking around and cleansing your area. The sage does get a bit hot, so make sure you're not putting your hands directly under it. When lighting sage, you want to get a good fire on it. And the smudging practice is with the smoke of the sage. So you want a nice, thick, white smoke coming from the sage. Once I get that going, as you can see, I got some smoke here. Once I get it going really good, like probably like that, if it's lit, you just do a light blow to blow it out. Or you can also blow into the sage to get more smoke. As you can see, that's going pretty good right there. Sage can be found on Amazon, at your local spiritual shop, or any online spiritual store. I am going to demonstrate to you how I cleanse myself and my area. So let's go. All right, so you want to make sure you open up a window because we're clearing the space. You want all that energy to be released out of your space. By keeping your window closed, you're not actually being effective with the practice. You're keeping that energy closed into the space and it's not actually going to clear it. Remember, there's numerous ways on how you can smudge, numerous prayers that you can find to clear your space, but I'm giving you what I use personally. These are only what I use. I've tried different practices and I take all of that into one unique way for me to do it for myself. If you have another way to sage, that is not a wrong way of doing it. This is all up to personal preference, and you create your own ritual. This is just mine. Now, I'm going to clear myself. I like to start off with clearing my energy before I clear my space so that I am bringing in that love and good vibrations as I clear out my room. So the way that I smudge myself, I got this from a comedic practice, and it is basically drawing out like an ankh. Okay, so this is how I do it. When smudging, make sure you go back to a point of your life where you felt the happiest. You want to bring in these good, positive vibrations, positive vibes. So I always think about the best feeling I felt in my life. And this is how I clear out the old energy and I bring in good, positive energy. So this is how I do it. I start with my head. And I'm going around my head as if it's like the ankh, the top of the ankh. I pay special attention to the heart chakra. Clearing this space, opening it up. While I'm taking deep breaths to breathe in and out the sage. I work my way down like the tail of the ankh. And I do my legs all around, under my foot, my ankle. You can sit and do this as well. My ankle, back up. If the smoke gets light, all I do is I take my shell, I dab it to get off the excess ash, and I blow into it to create more smoke. And as you can see, I got a good amount of smoke again. So now I'm going down the next leg. Be sure to clear out your aura, go down your arms, your fingertips, and we're moving this energy out. So I'm starting from the inside and working my way outward. Both sides. Clear the throat chakra. I get my shoulders, back of my head. And that's how I clear myself. Next, I'm going to show you how I clear my space. Clearing your space is very similar to clearing your body. Now that my body is cleansed, I can clear my space. I like to start from one perimeter of my home, and I walk through each area of the home, going from top to bottom. So as you can see, this is my space that I like to record, and I want to make sure that the energy in this space is always high and good so that I can bring good videos to you. So I like to start off from the top and work my way down. As you can see, the smoke in my smudge stick is not as heavy, so I can either do a few twirls, I can blow into it, And this is how I get back those thick smoke. Starting from the top. Thinking high vibrational thoughts. I'm gonna sage dinero. And work my way down. I rid all negative energy from this space, any energy that no longer serves. We bring in divine timing, divine guidance, positive energy, good vibes only. We rid anything that no longer serves us. Bringing in good vibes, high vibrational vibes, high vibrations, love, peace, happiness, prosperity, abundance. And I work my way around the room. I'm gonna clear the space for my altar. Now, if your sage is dropping a lot of the ashes and residual, you can go ahead and grab your shell or a glass plate or something that can control the heat and smoke. You can use your hand to push the smoke in the area that you're smudging, or you can use a feather to blow the smoke in the area that you're smudging, going from up to down. Once you are done smudging yourself, your area, and your space, you can dab the smudge to put it out, or you can just allow it to burn out. You do want to keep this from the window or any air because this will allow it to continue to burn. If you're going to keep this burning, you want to make sure you put it in a safe space so that you don't cause a fire. Thank you so much for watching this video on how to smudge your area and yourself and clear your energy to bring in good positive vibes. If you like this video, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share with a friend. I look forward to seeing you next week in my next video. Until then, remember, change starts in your mind. You change your mind and you change your whole life. Thank you so much for watching. I love you all.